Protections Convention in Nashville.
We're streamlining regulations that have blocked cutting-edge biotechnology, setting free our farmers to innovate, thrive, and to grow. Oh, are you happy you voted for me?
He spoke about the GOP tax bill that was passed at the end of December and touched on how farmers would benefit from the changes to the estate tax and decreased regulations. He also spoke about the economy.
Economic growth has surged past 3%, something that wasn't supposed to happen for a long time. We're way ahead of schedule.
After the speech, the president traveled to Atlanta to watch the college football playoff national championship game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
The Pentagon has clarified what the United States expects of Pakistan after suspending the delivery of security funds and military equipment, and what needs to happen for delivery of both to start back up. The Pentagon's top press officer told reporters yesterday that the United States wants Pakistan to take decisive action against terrorism within the region following the suspension of security funds and military equipment to the Pakistani government. At least three people have died as a result of heavy rains that triggered flooding and mudslides in fire-ravaged parts of Southern California that were burned by fires. The region is particularly vulnerable after the Thomas Fire last month burned huge areas of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. The charred hillsides are now posing another threat: flash floods, mudslides, and debris flows. Although the rain is ending, the National Weather Service said the flood threat does remain. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and the Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Cahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
A federal judge dismisses the case against a Nevada rancher and his sons following their 2014 revolt against the federal government. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
After a mistrial was declared in the case of Clive and Bundy and his sons last month, the judge has now dismissed the case, claiming prosecutorial misconduct. The Bundys were accused of conspiracy, assault, and other charges in a dispute that began over their cattle grazing on public land. It drew the attention of militias, which came to their defense, leading to an armed standoff at an Oregon wildlife preserve in 2016. The judge says the prosecutors withheld evidence that could have helped in the Bundys' defense. Dismissing it with prejudice, it means they can't face trial on the same charges again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Massachusetts man won $1 million lottery prize just 5 months after his wife won the same amount from a national sweepstakes. Robert Goodwin of Randolph told Massachusetts lottery officials that he bought his $5 scratch-off ticket, the $1 million platinum payout, from a Fastlane convenience store in Holbrook. The ticket won Goodwin $1 million. Goodwin said the jackpot came just a few months after his wife won $1 million from Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. The married millionaires say they plan to use their winnings to move into an over 55 community. No more shoveling for me, Goodwin said. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Good afternoon. This is Joe Peters, and we're going to do a Real Estate Matters show in a few minutes. But before I get started, I'm going to play a few of our intros, including the weather, and I will be back to you in about 3 minutes.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So once again, it's Joe Peters. They've asked me to read the weather for you. I'm going to do this. Today is the, I'm trying to look up the date. I believe it's the 9th of, Tuesday, January 9th. It's roughly 4 o'clock. And here's what's happening weather-wise. It really felt like spring out there today. It's 41 degrees in downtown Flemington at this point. It's going to get down to 17 overnight. Clear, be 37 again tomorrow, 29 overnight, so it's even warming up overnight. On Friday, we're going to get 47 and 41 overnight with some rain and some rain into Saturday. 59 degrees on Saturday. We can almost put the suntan lotion on. 42 overnight, 50 again on Sunday. We are going to have some rain over the weekend. I did talk to Toronto this morning as my car nav system, which is an all-star system, talks to an operator for navigation directions, and she was in Markham right outside of Toronto, and she told me they were getting snowed, or they're going to get like a nor'easter up there. So I don't know if you can get a nor'easter that far in, but they're expecting quite a bit of snow, or we're going to get quite a bit of rain. So I guess we're lucky it got warm enough before the rain came in. Here we go, a few commercials. I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterd In Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdin-chamber.org.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterd In Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterd In County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterd In Chamber Radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterd In Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterd In County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And once again, this is Joe Peters at WHCR-DB. WHCR is our call sign for the radio. Warren, I should say, Hunterdon County Radio digital broadcast, WHCR-DB. And it is about 4:13 on Tuesday the 9th in 2018. Welcome to 2018. If you haven't written the wrong date on a check yet, you haven't written a check yet. And who am I? I think you just heard a little about me from my background. I cover real estate from a residential viewpoint. I like to say I help my customers achieve their goals and dreams, and I do that across both Hunterdon County and Somerset County. I've been doing this now for 15 years, and I work with Coldwell Banker Residential Real Estate, a residential brokerage is their formal name. What I want to do today is give you a mix of things that I've pulled together that I think would be of general interest. One was a market report that came out just yesterday stating that the Labor Department's December employment report released on Friday indicated we had 148,000 jobs, well below the 190,000 expected. However, average hourly earnings grew by 0.3%, bringing year-over-year increase to 2.5%. Global interest rates, including mortgage rates, moved slightly higher after the report's release. And despite the higher rates, increased wages are viewed as a huge positive for home prices, home purchase activity, and the economy in general. This is coming off of Coldwell Banker's guaranteed rate mortgage update. We're still holding right around 4% on mortgage rates. I think the good news in what I read, it takes us about 250,000 jobs a month just to break even. That is, our growing population creates another 250,000 jobs a month, and if we don't create 250,000 jobs a month, well, then we're losing. Here we've only put 148 on, and we're looking for 190. Previous months, we've been well over the 250 mark. In general, just take a look at the stock market. We're doing really well out there. The new administration, and I'm non-political, is getting a few things right at least, if not a lot. We're sitting at a 25.385 today on the market. The market is currently 102 points over where it was yesterday, and we broke the 25,000 mark last week. Mortgage rates are holding at around 4%, up slightly over the last year. We are about 3 3/8. We're up probably about a half a point to 5/8 on general. The stock market, when people are looking at the 401k, they're feeling really good about it. Their 401k benefits. It used to be we were afraid to open the envelope every month. Now we can't wait to take a peek inside. I know Maryland's came last night, and I heard there was a cheer in the background anyway. Also, what we're starting to see is that the jobs created, as we talked about, are better paying jobs. They're not minimum wage jobs. I like to call them hamburger flipper jobs. But in effect, I don't want to pick on any one industry. The jobs that are being created are jobs that can eventually buy a house. They're millennial jobs. They're jobs that are paying more money, and there's more discretionary income. And with home prices still being relatively inexpensive, mortgage rates being in great shape, we saw probably roughly 5% increase in home values last year. And looking forward, we're feeling that probably by this time next year, we're going to be looking to a 4 3/4 rate, maybe even 5%. If we moved merely from 4% to 5%, we lose 9% of our buying power. And if we look at the increase last year of 5% on the houses, and that depends where you're located geographically and what your price point is, the two added together could be roughly a 14 to 15% increase if we did the same thing again next year. So that's what's happening financially. Consumer confidence is at an all-time high, and although there's quite a bit of consternation as to direction on several things, we're starting to see some positive news. It looks like North Korea and South Korea are starting to talk to each other. I can't say that that's the new administration's result, but I definitely don't think it was the old administration's result. So let's give them a little bit of credit. Whatever they did, it looks like we've brought the two together. It's sort of diffusing on face value the fear of an impending issue in that level, and actually looks like North Korea is going to participate in the Olympics, although that's yet to be seen. So let me talk about a couple of things. I came across an article on what we're starting to see in houses this year, and this is just where the trends are going. And we're talking about interior decoration, and we're talking about non-linear shapes or circles, geometric shapes, but are coming back into vogue. Instead of the straight lines, we're seeing, and I'll read it verbatim, geometric shapes aren't going anywhere, but we may be seeing more than linear shapes next year. Hard geometrics are going to be huge. And I think the circles are the new triangle. Interior designer Genevieve Dudup told House Beautiful, you can start small and with accent pillows and dive into geographical wallpaper. Nonlinear shapes are also showing up in other areas like curvy couches. Standout lampshades make a little co-commitment updating by addressing your lampshades. White drum lampshades are bygone, and we're seeing strong interest in pleated pattern, even thicker wicker lampshades. It's a great way to get sophisticated, decorated look and bring freshness to existing lighting pieces. Starting to think about making changes in your home, the new year is not surprisingly a popular time to try out new trends and make this update. Before you hit the paint store or buy these new kitchen cabinets, take a look what the industry experts are predicting to be some of the hottest trends. Brass. We're seeing a lot of brass in the kitchens and in the lighting. This has been going on for over the last couple of years, but it's sort of coming to a crescendo. Homeowners were hesitant to take the leap, now can feel comfortable, confident in doing brass accents in 2018. You can go to my site, jpeters.com, look at my blog post, and you can find this article. The end of the all-white kitchen It's been the dominant interior trend for several years, with white cabinets, white subway tile, white quartz, white marble, white countertops. Quite honestly, I thought it looked very aesthetic. But next year, don't be afraid to add a little color. Everybody else will be doing it. Last year, they're saying Higi made a splash. It's a Danish concept finding contentment and coziness in the home. The independent white was not quite ready to get rid of the homey trend, and a new one is burgeoning called Ikagi. I don't know what these words mean. With a lifestyle concept from Japan, help us live our best lives. The central principle of the Ikagi is about finding purpose in life. It covers everything from mindfulness, surrounding daily tasks and goals, to social connections, and to what we buy and keep in our home. There's another one called Wabosabi. Of course, don't fear. The following Ikagi means you have to be perfect. If you follow the principle of wabi-sabi, the Japanese art of finding beauty and imperfection, said Country Living, you can relax in mind, your mind, and enjoy the surroundings without needing everything to be just so. In home design, this translates to handmade handprints, including rough linens and potteries, the result of a deeply personal, organic, aesthetic look. Purple. Ultraviolet, rich, dark purple is 2018's color. And if you're a fan, you have lots of options. Howe says that always be a classic color for the kitchen design. We're back to the white. Let me just stay on purple. If purple's too much for you, they're saying step it down to lavender. The ultraviolet is too dramatic for you. There are other options in the purple family. But it looks like purple's going to be the color this year. Does that mean it's the end of gray? Very important color news. Beige and brown are back. And you never get around to embracing the gray trend. Well, guess what? You're back in. Popularized largely by HGTV's Chip and Joanna Gaines, the farmhouse sink has earned superstar status in the kitchen. But if mostly stainless steel, they've gone mostly stainless steel in 2018. Howe's with two Z's, warmer hues, grittier textures, concrete, stone, copper, granite, composite sinks, and darker hues are back. So that's what's happening in trends. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes on what's happening in Hunterdon County as a result of last month. I'm talking about the numbers that were as of January 2018, and these numbers are now about 9 days old. We actually went out and sold 108 houses that month, and that was the month of December. And that versus 140 the month before, it's truly getting into our winter doldrums. So it's dropped off. Newly listed properties in the same period, about 196. So we listed about twice as many as we sold, which is good because we have a very acute shortage of inventory right now. 79% of the houses were under $500,000, 21%. Over a half a million, of which only 6% or 7 in total, or over 700,000. That's concerning because we're sitting at a six-month inventory, which is not bad for the entire county, but in effect, it depends where you're at price point-wise, and it also depends where you're at on a town-wise. For instance, if you get into towns that are further out, like Alexandria and Bethlehem, Alexandria's got 16 months inventory, over a year to sell a house. Bethlehem, 10, just under a year. Frenchtown, way out there, 24 months, 2 years to sell a house. Flemington Borough, 10 months to sell a house. Holland, 12 months. Kingwood, 10 months. But if you get into the hot spots, Clinton Township, we're looking at 6 and 7 months. Clinton Township's actually 5 months. If you look at Raritan, 4 months. Reddington, 3 months. So average of 6 isn't bad, but in effect, it depends where you're at. So the higher prices, above 7, very soft, and the further out towns are soft. Let's take a look at what this brought us in price. We had an average listing last month of 509, an average sale of 395, 22% less. Clinton Township, Raritan, and Reddington, that's a hot spot. Half the people, half the sales that happen in Hunterdon County happen in that area. In the Somerset County area, we had a little bit better because it's a bigger county. We did 270 sales versus the 106 in Hunterdon. Somerset only listed 180. We actually listed more houses in Hunterdon last month. The average month supply is 4. They don't get soft until you get up into the to the 800,000. We get soft right after 6. So that's that extra 20% that they get for their price because they're closer to New York. The average price in Somerset County was 436 at sale, and average list was 4561, another 22% less. So not too bad for this time of the year, but at the same time, the biggest issue we've got in both counties is lack of inventory. And let me just read you through my recap for the month. My recap says, once again, you can find this under market updates on jpeters.com. Consumer confidence, all-time high. 80% of consumers perceive home ownership as part of the American dream. Millennials are 24% of our home ownerships, and it could be double that if we had enough to sell them. We are short on inventory. And analysts' five-year forecasts show probably an average growth of 4% going forward. Central Jersey's trend for 2016-17 showed a surge in wholesales, but not prices, and clustered in the under 500 market. So if you're under 500, you probably got 5%. If you're above it in the fives and sixes, you probably got 2 or 3%. And above that, you probably either stayed the same or lost a little money. In 2017, prices rose 5. I said that already. Houses priced under 400 are fast movers. The over 500 market holds steady, diminished slightly. We saw some activity at the really high end, the over million end as well last month for the first time in a while. The one thing that's interesting, we're seeing people in their houses over 10 years starting to make moves. They're starting to either right size, they may need a larger house, a smaller house, or a different style house for their new lifestyle. And they're discovering they have a lot of equity, and that equity sometimes is coming into a second house or maybe a new company creation. Minimal new construction adds additional value to current inventory. Foreclosures were number one in the state, as usual, help to offset the fewer listings. And there's some confidence that the new Tax and Jobs Act will stimulate the economy. And I'm going to go through that a little bit. We have an acute shortage of inventory in both Hunterdon and Somerset County, and the net-net is still lower rates, much pent-up demand, active market, high consumer confidence, and an acute shortage of inventory. My name is Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. If you'd like to talk to me, I can help you understand how this pertains to your situation. Now, I started to get into this last week. I've got a little more information on it this week. But the question is, and this article is also out on my site, jpeters.com. Go to blogs, and you can find all of this. The question is, not rhetorical, will New Jersey home prices fall as a result of the new tax law? Well, there's two real major changes, although I heard a third one this week as well. First one is that if you have an interest, it used to be up to $1 million in purchase, you can claim the interest on your mortgage. They dropped that to $750, but if you're over it, you're grandfathered in. That's not going to have an immediate effect, but it may have an effect as the higher end as we go forward. Secondly, you can only claim $10,000 of state taxes and mortgage interest on your income tax. Thirdly, you get to double your deductions if you're taking the standard deduction. So you get some of that back. But I'll be the first to say that if you're in a higher income bracket, I would say in an income bracket that's well into the six figures, and you're in a larger home, a home that's over $1 million in New Jersey, you're going to pay the piper. It is no way around it. I think it's going to have an effect on how much tax you pay. But if you're in the under 100 category, it's probably going to be an incentive to you, or a benefit to you, I should say, the new tax and jobs plan. And then if you're just over 100 and going towards 2, You got to look at your individual situation. It depends what you earn. It depends on the taxes you pay. You are going to get some benefit out of the increased deduction, but you're also going to lose because your amount of interest that you can deduct and the amount of taxes that you can deduct has been curtailed greatly. So the one other thing I saw that I think needs mentioning and it's worth consideration is that it turns out HELOCs, or home equity lines of credit, are no longer tax deductible with a few exceptions, and they are not grandfathered in. So let's say you took a home equity line of credit and you bought a boat with it or a new car with it or paid off the kids' education. That may not be tax deductible going forward. You'd have to talk in each one of these cases to your accountant and financial advisor. There is some special rules for education and deductions there. I believe it's the 529 rules. But a lot of people use their house in order to raise money to do other things in their life. And the reason they did it was that the interest on that loan was tax deductible. That may not be your case anymore, and that needs to be looked at very stringently. So everybody's got their own situation. It's not like one size fits all, but in effect, you're sitting at a point where the new tax rules are out and the effect that it has on your individual tax situation is something that you need to better understand. I mean, the tax law is only – I've just seen the first things in print this week, so it's still being comprehended and interpreted as to what it means in general and then to what it means to you. You need to go talk to your tax or financial advisor. I cannot give you that kind of information or prediction, but I can tell you what I understand the new effect to be in general, and that's what I'm doing here today. I've got another article here that says 8 experts predict what the housing market has in store. And it's expected that historically low interest rates, still baffling to even the most seasoned analyst, will gradually rise to 4.5% over the next 12%. I've seen that as high as 5. This will be the first time in many years, and the millennial, it hits just when the millennials become our first-time buyers. So it's a concern. And there's a secondary concern, and that is that if you've got a mortgage that's 3 3/8, 3.5, and now you want to buy a bigger house with a bigger mortgage, and it's now 5% instead of 3.5, it may stop you from doing it, and it's called rate lock. How far will the mortgage interest rise? 30-year fixed-rate mortgages were about 3.9 when this was written 2 weeks ago. They're about 4.1 today. And we're looking at least a half a point next year, maybe three-quarters to a full. So it makes the affordability look much less than it did, but it also makes the affordability look much better than it could be in the future. Because every year that goes by, even if mortgage rates only went up 0.75 point and you lost 7 or 8% of your buying power, last year, based on last year's rates, you lost 5% more just on house prices going up in the under 500K category. So it depends where you're looking, and it depends on your personal situation. It says also that inventory will continue to be a thorn for real estate. And I can't say this emphatically enough. We don't have enough inventory. We're really at a crucial path of not enough inventory. We could be selling twice as many houses in the lower end, the under 500,000, if we had more inventory to sell, maybe 3 times. So the shortage, due to a legacy of slow-rate home building, in other words, we haven't built new homes, and tax reform, not yet understood, that's not affecting the shortage. But what I'm seeing, and I call it, and they call it a chicken and egg, but We can't. The would-be sellers know they're likely going to have no problem selling their house. They put it on the market, it's going to sell, especially if it's in the popular price points. But they can't find one to buy, so they don't put it on. I have at least a half a dozen buyers ready to buy today, and they can't find a house they want because the sellers can't find a house that they want. So they're backing. It trickles downhill. So affordability shaped by wage growth, tax reform, and mortgage. What it's stating is that the confluence of moderately to higher priced mortgage rates enactment, tax reform legislation that threatens to chip away at property values could tug and pull on the affordability this year. Home buyers seeking housing in expansive metropolitan areas, California, New York in particular, could be lashed with significant higher property taxes under the proposed legislation. It's not proposed anymore, it's law. But the one thing that we didn't talk about, it's also called a tax and jobs bill. And it's geared for the corporate tax structure to diminish greatly so that we can create new jobs. Those new jobs should be better paying jobs, and those better paying jobs should be able to buy houses. One analyst said if any bill passes, it would be bad news for mortgage rate industry deduction. And homes could lose 10% of their value over time due to decreased affordability to the buyers. I think that's the case at the very high end. I think in Hunterdon County, the over sevens, and in Somerset County, the over nines, 900s. In the past 5 years, home prices have risen 4 to 5% faster than income. 4 to 5 times faster than income. So the prices rising faster than income whittles down at the affordability and the discretionary income. The good news is we're putting jobs on at a better paying scale than we have in the past. And to some extent, it's evening out. To some extent, and it depends where you're at in the price scale, at the high end, it's still a strong consideration. The other thing is we're seeing the urban suburbs, like Westchester, Pennsylvania, Arlington, Massachusetts, merges appealing alternatives to big cities for the millennials in such walkable neighborhoods with highly ranked schools. And this is all written by the Redfin's Richardson, Redfin being a source and Richardson being the author of it. We're getting a little bit more European in the way we think in the suburbs. I think it's because of millennials. We knew 5 years ago that millennials were going to make up a big mark on the housing just because of the sheer numbers, just the way their parents did and the boomers did before. We know that they're going to do something dramatic, but we didn't know what it was, and now we know it wasn't what they weren't going to buy at all, that they weren't going to buy at all. It's that they're going to remake the suburbs into their own interest. Follow up on the central city booms and the millennials, their venture into home purchase will probably lead them more into areas of single-family townhouse settings with certain elements of higher density and amenity-rich neighborhoods. I can tell you that what we're seeing there is we're seeing them not to want to travel as far out as perhaps Hunterdon County or even Somerset County, lives closer to the city in more suburban, self-contained areas. That's what this is saying. We don't offer that here. Yet, if you get into Somerset County, you've got some good rail transportation into New York. Those towns will probably get a 25% premium. But you're talking Hoboken, Jersey City, the areas easily commutable into New York. Those are what's booming, and when we lose a millennial to New York City, they're living in those general areas. They're living in an area where they almost don't need a car other than the weekends. They can take a train or bus home. They can walk, pick up a Starbucks one way and a loaf of bread the other, and that's the lifestyle they're looking for. One obstacle that could prevent millennials from becoming the most active first-time home buyers in 2018 is the scourge of student debt. So that's averaging $350 per month per student. That's their car payment. Millennials generally will play a more significant role in housing markets as time passes, said Cook, who's the author here. However, they will continue to face real problems with student loans. Low down payment options like FHA and VA and state and local home ownership are making a big difference. And it would be even more useful if they first time buyers knew about all the options available to them. As for millennials, baby boomer parents, meanwhile, are anticipating a shift to smaller homes and more affordable communities hasn't occurred at the clip many economists thought it would originally. This may result in a freeze in the housing market for the first-time buyers, as well as more seasoned homeowners seeking to upsize in the near future. Baby boomers have not started to downsize at rates that were expected. And this is due to the fact that many of them staying in the workforce longer until they retire and unlikely to downsize. Additionally, many of them have a desire to age in place. Now, remember I said a lot of people are between finding they have a lot of equity in their house. They've been there 12, 13, 14, 15 years. Those are the people I see looking to make a change at this point in time. The person that's there 18 to 20 years is probably going to stay there, and that's what they just described. They're going to age in place. They're going to find a way to make it work. They're going to take the living room and turn it into a master bedroom and live in the same house that they raised the kids in and just use the upstairs rooms as office or hobby rooms or guest rooms. One of these writers predicts that the next big policy issue could galvanize real estate professionals and congressional officials will be the proposed reform of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the government-sponsored entities that play a big role in the economic crisis in 2008. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said earlier this year that efforts to overhaul the agencies would begin next year. The next policy issue is going to face Freddie and Fannie reforms are basically the housing markets for so how they talk around these reforms and how they affect the mortgage and financing and people's willingness to buy and sell will play out next. So it's going to take a while to see this play out. As new tax reform legislation is set to become law, and it has, meanwhile, brokers should keep trusted accountants on speed dial because it's going to be important, and it really is. People are really trying to figure out where they're at. You know, the tax changes aren't going to affect your taxes for April 15th, but they're going to change them for next April 15th. Some people are going to really benefit from it. Some people at the higher end are going to lose from it. The fact that you're in New Jersey or in one of the highest taxed and our property tax being part of that and one of the highest cost of living based on housing prices means that New Jersey, New York, Connecticut are probably going to get hit extra hard by it. So we need to keep abreast of it. It's important to stay informed and understand the current issues. And beside migration to the urban suburbs, expect the trend in home design that can be accommodate multiple generations. That's interesting because that's sort of the Asian style. Although we see it in Europe with multiple generations, it's more coming out of Asia. Newly constructed and newly renovated homes alike are likely to feature livable, comfortable designs that appeal to both millennials and baby boomers. For example, they might boast hot, wide hallways that can accommodate both strollers for the young families and wheelchairs for the older. So we're getting to a different lifestyle. And we've been seeing it coming for a while, but one thing impacts the other. It's like watching a rack of pool balls. You hit that one ball one way and the other's going over. You hit it from another angle, the other's all going another direction. There's this cause and effect that is just starting to play out, and it's going to take a while to understand. So here's the 8 predictions for 2018 that could impact your market. The low inventory is going to be an issue. Now, affordability, and this combining of interest rates going up and the prices going up 5%. Migration, mini real estate booms. Once tax reform is implemented and people have time to adjust to the new normal, look for potential migration and or increased exodus from states of high cost of living, which could be New Jersey at the high end, into states that it's much more reasonable. For those who have the flexibility to live anywhere, they can now increase, and people look, could be an increase of people moving to income tax states such as Florida, Nevada, Tennessee, and Texas. These states have already experienced significant increase in their population due to aforementioned reasons, and this could continue. Conversely, such states as Connecticut, Illinois, New York, New Jersey could see a slowdown in their real estate markets, especially at the higher end. Conversely, the buyers may seek lower price tax homes to take advantage of the lower mortgage. So let's say you can't leave New Jersey. And that's what this last paragraph just said. Your earning is here. You got to be here to earn it. You may just find a different way to live. You may find, instead of having that $800,000 house, you take the cut and go out and buy a $400,000 or $500,000 house. And at least your interest mortgage is, you're going to make do with less of a house. Owners of higher home-end homes may put their homes on the market well ahead of their plans to move, recognize that it may take longer to sell. So we could see a glut of new houses coming on. I'm just reading ahead a little bit. Redevelopment. With all of land in prime areas and premium practical non-existent, look for developers to build is continuing to find more creative ways to redevelop property. With old, outdated living structures in favor of new, more functional living. So, find more creative ways to redevelop old, outdated, and make them into the more. So what we're seeing in New Jersey is that most of the new construction is in rentals right now and multi-floor, at the higher end, nearer to the city. Natural disasters. We haven't had one in a while. The floods and the fires, we had it about 6-7 years ago, always take its effect. Resales reinvented for many resale homes to compete in a brand like new inventory. Many markets substantially renovating to sell will become the standard. In other words, you can't just throw your home on a market and nobody's going to buy it. The bar has been raised even higher for resale homes. They offer moderate home-like quality on both inside and outside. Buyers don't want to pay top dollar for homes that have not been kept up. There's certain micro markets where real estate will continue to be defined at the micro market level. Every street in a subdivision is different. Even two neighborhoods of similar homes 5 miles from each other will be telling quite a different story when it comes to market activity and sales. To really understand market dynamics, buyers and sellers need to focus on what's transpired in their backyard and price it accordingly. With so many market dynamics at play, and let's go through them. Shortage of inventory. Millennials not making enough money to buy what's out there, not having enough to sell what they do want to buy. No new houses being built in new construction, or very few. The tax changes going on. The fact that it's getting harder to sell upper-end houses in New Jersey. The fact that the demand is in the under 500 market. Those are factors. They all need to be taken into play, and they all will unfold into a new story that we'll be talking about in upcoming months. So let me just go through a couple of other points. And what we're seeing is that as we look at the consumer confidence, and the consumer confidence is as of the end of last month and today, that we're in pretty decent shape as far as demand. We're in pretty poor shape as far as supply. And that varies by price point, and that varies by location. If you're selling under 500 and you've got clean inventory, it's going to go immediately. If you're selling over 500 and you've got clean inventory, it's going to sell but take a little longer. If you get above 700 and 100 and above 800 in Somerset, it's getting a little more challenging. Still sells, but you may have to do more to get what you used to be able to get. There's home ownership versus having people go to a rental model. We've actually gone from like 72% ownership to 64%. The cash out refinances that happened in 2005 to 2007, much of which is what caused the bubble, are behind us. What we were looking at back in 2005 were 84% were cash out finances, and now we're looking at 216. It's more like it's half. It's 44%. New home construction down in our area. The only place in Hunterdon and Somerset I'm seeing a lot of new construction is in the Franklin Township area of Somerset County. Somerset, a little bit into Hillsborough, a little bit into Montgomery. Buyers. Renter who saves and wants to now go out and take a look at what a single bedroom rental is probably going to realize very quickly that he could buy it cheaper than renting it. Yet there's none to buy. There's also none to rent. It almost is a roadblock to a lot of people. Housing inventory is locked up. We're in a seller's market. Let me just define the market. Seller's market means there's less than 6 months worth of inventory. It's right where we are. We're at 4 months worth of inventory in Somerset, 6 months worth of inventory in Hunterdon. But it depends on your price point and it depends on your location. 6 to 7 months, sort of neutral, and greater than seven, it's a buyer's market and your prices are going down. It's, 6 to 7 months is less than 6 months is a seller's market. Greater than 7 months is a buyer's market, and your prices are going down. Existing inventory has decreased every month on an annual basis for 29 consecutive months. We're sitting with 18% less inventory in both counties over a year ago, and we didn't have a lot of inventory last year. A year ago, I was sitting here saying we're starved for inventory, and we're sitting with 28% less inventory than 2 years ago. In 2014, we're sitting at 5 months supply, 15, 4 months supply. In 17, we're sitting under 4 months supply. Home prices, we talked a little about it. In our mid-Atlantic area, we're looking year over year somewhere about 5%. If you're looking at New Jersey, it's more like 4%. This is through the end of November. And if we look at forecasted percentage for the next year, we're looking at 6% in New Jersey. Home affordability, this is based on what the buyers can pay. Do we have enough? Can they buy it? I think the answer is we're still in good shape if we had enough houses to sell. It's not that they're too expensive. It's that we don't have enough. And if we could correct that by getting more houses on the market, it would go a long way towards keeping the economy rolling the way it is. So let's go through the issues facing us. A, the economy's in good shape and confidence is at an all-time high. That's based on a stock market. That's based on interest rates. That's based on unemployment. I didn't even talk about it yet. Unemployment at 4.1 is the lowest it's been in 40-plus years, forecasted to go to 3.8 this year. So consumer confidence and the economy is in good shape. People are ready to make their first-time home buying decision, especially the millennials. We're able to satisfy less than half of it because of inventory shortage. And that's slowing down the economy because the people that would sell them that property would then buy a property at the next level up. First-time buyers, typically 150 to 350. Second-time buyers, typically 3 to 5. That stops happening. Third-time buyers, 6s, 7s, transfers in, transfers out. We're stifling our own market by not having enough inventory on the market. So I suggest that if you're thinking about selling a house and doing something new, The time couldn't be more perfect, depending on the price of the house that you want to sell. If you're all the way out on the western part of Hunterdon County and you have a $700,000 house, both things are working against you, price and location. But if you're in the prime areas of Hunterdon County, you have a house under $500,000, it couldn't be a better time. You might even get away without fixing it up too much because there's such a market for houses that we're starved. We're selling houses the day they come on. And the hot spots in Hunterdon, once again, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan, that's about half our business, and that touches Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsborough, Franklin, and those areas into Somerset County, and that's about half their business. That's where people want to live. And if we can put the houses on the market where people want to live, then people will buy them, and it'll create the next wave of sales, which will be the second-time buyer, and things will keep happening. So I think we got half the equation put together in New Jersey in that we're creating the jobs are paying more. The national interest rates are at levels that are still very affordable, right around 4%. And the unemployment level on a national level is doing really well. In New Jersey, it's not as good. It's about 5.1%. But the jobs that we're creating in New Jersey, although there's not as many as the month before, are better paying jobs. All we need are more people to make a decision to put their house on the market and either trade up or do whatever it is they're going to do once that house sells. And we could kick start this year off in a beautiful fashion. Once again, my name is Joe Peters. I am available to talk to on a one-on-one basis at 908-238-0118. I'm going to play my paid commercial one more time, and we're going to go to the news. Thank you for tuning in. Come in next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. We're going to have Phil Gaynor from the mayor of Flemington and talk about what's happening in Flemington. Should be an interesting discussion.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is confident Republicans and Democrats can come together on an immigration reform plan, but he's concerned about the system.
The country is doing well in so many ways, but there's such divisiveness, such division. And I really believe we can solve that. I think this system is a very bad system in terms of getting together.
Trump says he has a plan on immigration, first by addressing young immigrants and border security with what he calls a bill of love, then by making comprehensive changes that have long eluded Congress. The president also said he doesn't think Oprah Winfrey will run for president in 2020.
Oprah would be a lot of fun. I know her very well. You know, I did one of her last shows. She had Donald Trump her last week.
Winfrey created a lot of buzz with her presidential speech at the Golden Globes on Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Federal regulators have rejected a proposal to subsidize coal and nuclear plants. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Perry argues if those plants go under, the reliability of the nation's entire electric grid would be at risk. He wanted the federal